The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, November 29, 2015, is from Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11, and verses 18 through 21. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11, and verses 18 through 21. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them. And because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent of it. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed in Corinth a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchreae because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." Then he set sail for Ephesus. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11, and verses 18 through 21. New International Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, November 29, 2015, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study Hints for Discussion and Thinking Further discusses questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11, verses 18 through 21. Acts 18, 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. After Paul spoke in the Areopagus in Athens, some believed. Then Paul went to the port city of Corinth, the chief city in Achaia in Greece, about 50 miles west of Athens. From Corinth, Paul wrote two letters to Thessalonica that we have in the Bible. A few years later, he wrote his letter to Rome from Corinth. As we learn from history and 1 and 2 Corinthians, Corinth was an immoral city, and that immorality sometimes spread into the church and required church discipline and advice from Paul. Acts 18:2. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them. Pontus is a region on the southern coast of the Black Sea, now located in modern Turkey. Paul called Priscilla Prisca in his letters. Paul may have led Aquila and Priscilla to faith in Jesus Christ after he met them. Luke did not say. Or they may have become Christians after Jewish Christians returned to Rome after their experience on the day of Pentecost. The Roman Emperor Claudius ordered the Jews from Rome around 49 AD because they were making trouble, perhaps causing trouble with Jewish Christians in Rome. All Jews were ordered to leave Rome. Many Jews and Jewish Christians had returned by the time Paul wrote his letter to the Romans about 57 AD. Acts 18:3. And because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Customarily, rabbis did not take money for their teaching, so rabbis learned a trade. Paul's trade was tent maker or leather worker. Today, those in Christian ministry who support themselves and their families primarily with a trade or profession are often called in tent-making ministry. From his letters, we know that Paul was pleased that his tent-making ministry enabled some of his churches to grow without being burdened by his expenses. Acts 18:4. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Because Paul honored the Sabbath, he did not work at his trade of tent making on the Sabbath, but went to the synagogue to teach the Jews and God-fearing Gentiles about Jesus. As was his custom, Paul reasoned with them from the Scriptures to prove that Jesus had fulfilled their prophets' predictions, and Jesus needed to die and rise again for the forgiveness of sins, and to give eternal life to believers in him. Acts 18:5. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. From Paul's letters to the church in Thessalonica, we know Paul rejoiced over what Silas and Timothy reported about the church. Paul wrote to that church, "And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." 1 Thessalonians 1:7. Silas and Timothy provided the financial support for Paul to focus daily on proclaiming the good news to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah that the prophets had foretold would come. Acts 18:6. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent of it. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." From Paul's response at being abused and reviled after he shared the good news, we see clearly that believers can be true to their faith in Christ by simply walking away and leaving such abusers completely alone. It is no sign of a lack of love or faith to tell someone, I am innocent in what I have said and done. Therefore, I am not responsible for what happens to you from this day forth. I will now spend my time with others. Jesus told his disciples, If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Matthew chapter 10, verse 4. Paul shook his clothes as he left the synagogue, a symbolic action and message the Jews in the synagogue would understand. In Paul's case, as he turned to new people, primarily to the Gentiles in Corinth, his leaving led to more people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Acts 18:7. Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titius Justus, a worshiper of God. Titus, or Titius, was a worshiper of God, or a God-fearing Gentile, who Paul led to believe in Jesus. He had attended worship in the synagogue where he had heard Paul teach, and he lived next door to the synagogue. The Jews who had come to believe in Jesus could attend their synagogue services and also attend Christian teaching in the house of Titus, as long as the synagogue leaders allowed them to attend the synagogue as believers in Jesus. Paul did not exclude the unbelieving Jews from his life and ministry, and Titus' nearby home left Paul accessible to them if they changed their minds about Jesus or him and they sought him and his teaching. But Paul refused to go to the unbelieving Jews in the synagogue and open himself to further abuse and rejection. Acts 18:8. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his whole household became believers in the Lord Jesus. The good news of Jesus spread to both Jews and Gentiles in Corinth. They believed and were baptized. Paul stayed long enough in Corinth that after he left, the church began to divide into groups or parties around different church leaders. So, from his first letter to Corinth, we learn that he had personally baptized Crispus. Paul wrote, I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14. Luke showed the good results of Paul's changing the focus of his ministry. By refusing to waste his time with those who had committed themselves to rejecting him and his teaching about Jesus, Paul was able to reach those God wanted him to reach with the time and strength he had for the Lord's service while in Corinth. Acts 18:9. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. As a result of his preaching, Paul had suffered persecution from unbelievers in Ephesus and Thessalonica. He had suffered mental and spiritual abuse from the Jews in the synagogue. No wonder Paul might have been afraid as he continued his ministry in Corinth. Therefore, Jesus appeared to him and gave him good reasons not to be afraid, but to keep speaking in his name. Acts 18:10. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city. The Lord Jesus assured Paul that he was with him. In addition, the Lord had many sincere Jews and God-fearers in Corinth, who would come to believe in him as the Messiah as a result of Paul's preaching. In Corinth, Jesus assured Paul that he could do much good for him and others without being physically assaulted as a result. Paul might still need to argue with unbelievers about Jesus, but Jesus would not allow them to physically harm him if they rejected Jesus and the gospel. Acts 18:11. So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. Because of the Lord's encouragement, Paul stayed and labored in Corinth for 18 months, rather than move on to a different city, shaking the dust off his feet. This length of time gave Paul the opportunity to organize the church and properly train elders and other church leaders in Corinth. Paul could become very familiar with church leaders and members, knowing their problems, strengths, and gifts for service. Paul would know what advice to write and how to approach those leaders and church members later when problems arose and they sent or wrote for advice. His letters of counsel and guidance would help subsequent churches and ministers with similar problems elsewhere for centuries in the future. Skip from Acts 18:11 to Acts 18:18 in this International Bible Lesson. Acts 18:18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchreae because of a vow he had taken. The considerable time, or some time, may or may not have been beyond the 18 months that Luke reported in Acts 18:11. Paul left Corinth for a return trip to Jerusalem and Antioch to report on his second missionary journey. He could report that he had recruited 2 new missionaries during his journey, Aquila and Priscilla. Luke did not explain Paul's vow, but we see that Paul had not abandoned his commitment to Jewish customs when they did not conflict with the new covenant of Jesus. See Numbers 6:5. Acts 18:19. So they arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. On the way back, Paul visited some of the churches he had founded. Whereas Paul stopped teaching in the synagogues in Corinth because it had rejected him, Paul did teach in the synagogue in Ephesus on his way back, and perhaps he led more sincere Jews and God-fearing Gentiles to faith in Jesus. Having trained Aquila and Priscilla over 18 months' time in Corinth, he left them in Ephesus to build up the church using the principles Paul had taught them by word and example in Corinth. Acts 18:20. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. When the synagogue and church in Ephesus asked Paul to stay longer, he declined, and that may have been one reason he left Aquila and Priscilla in Ephesus to continue the work of evangelism and church development. Paul followed the Lord Jesus rather than be detained by others, even when others had good intentions and reasons for their requests. Acts 18:21. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." Then he set sail from Ephesus. Paul left Ephesus and landed in Caesarea. Then he went immediately to the church in Jerusalem, perhaps to report on his work and take gifts from the churches he had visited. Then he went to Antioch and reported on his missionary journey. When Paul went on his third missionary journey, he did visit Ephesus again as he promised, because it was the Lord's will. See Acts chapter 19, verse 1, and the following verses. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Can you think of 3 benefits of a tent-making ministry for churches and those in tent-making ministry? 2. What actions by Paul might make you think he honored the Sabbath by not making tents on that day? 3. What are some things Paul did when he was opposed, reviled, rejected, and abused? 4. What might you say to someone who said Paul was unloving to do what he did regarding those who opposed, reviled, rejected, and abused him? 5. Can you think of 3 benefits of Paul staying in Corinth 18 months? International Bible Lesson: God saves using people who love. Acts 18, verse 6. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent of it. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Because Paul loved God and his neighbor as himself, he walked away from those who opposed and abused him in Corinth. Because Paul loved Jesus, he obeyed Jesus who commanded, "If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet." Matthew chapter 10, verse 14. Because Paul loved his enemies, he walked away rather than allow his presence to tempt them into more and greater sins. Because Paul loved his enemies, he was innocent. He had treated them rightly and had shared the good news of Jesus with them. Because Paul loved his enemies, he warned that their rejection of God's way of salvation and the consequences was their responsibility, not his. Because Paul loved himself as he loved others, he chose to no longer allow himself to suffer the abuse of those who opposed him. Because Paul loved others, he did not just walk away from others. Paul walked to a different group of people in order to serve them with his God-given gifts. As a result, Paul entered his most creative period. Paul wrote letters to Thessalonica from Corinth. Then Paul wrote letters to Corinth that would solve problems and guide churches, elders, and pastors for hundreds of years. His letters became part of the Bible. No wonder Paul wrote from Corinth. And we know that in all things God works for good, for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2015 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.